W2T.
Good afternoon, Rusty. We're about 14 in Pelham, headed towards the QTH. Beautiful day. Went down with the daughters and picked up our groceries. Aldi's down here has free deliveries. The one up on Woodruff. It took them a couple of days before they got it, but makes it where we don't have to go in, and really appreciate her getting them for us.
That means you just go by, you go online, order stuff, and then when you go there, you let them know you're there, and they bring it out to you, right?
No, they brought it out to the daughter's house. They got free home delivery from Aldi's down there. And our Aldi's up here in Greer is not doing that yet.
Ah, okay. Now, I don't know if the Aldi's over here is doing it either, because I have no clue as to what they're doing. But anyway, what else you got on your plans for today? I got to go out and grab the weed eater here in a little bit, and I got a few things that I need to chop down a little bit.
Bernice is going to do some yard work, aren't you, Mom?
Yeah.
And I might have some things out in the yard, and then I'll go gather the eggs and feed the chickens and water the chickens and whatever else needs to be done. We had a nice visit with the daughter and the grandsons while they're down there. They've been at home, period. She's an engineer for GE, so she can work at home. Her husband's the only one that's out and about. He's an engineer at a machine tool place here in town. And they really wants that stuff. I mean, they wiped everything off that was delivered and the whole nine yards. But no official plans. Bernice is making butter beans and cornbread for dinner. For dinner.
Got some spaghetti sauce yesterday, and then fixed me a small serving of spaghetti last night and had some, and took the rest of it and put it all up in a container and sealed it up and put it in the refrigerator, and I've got it for a few days. I've got some roast beef in there and some ham in there, and I've got cheese and soups in the pantry and other stuff in the freezer, so I got stuff to last me a while before I have to go shopping again. Hopefully till about Wednesday week, next time I get paid. So, and we'll see what goes from there. And I do a little cooking and some things like that. I got to go out later and run out to the post office and pick up my mail. And I'll do that. That's a quick in and out, and then back to the house, and that's about it. But just taking it easy over here. Duke Energy, I've been getting some loud buzzing on my radio on the 75 meter band from the light out by the road, and I put in an order to get them to fix that because it's on my property, but I pay for it. And they come out today and put me in a brand new LED light instead of the old style light that they had out there. How about that?
This is Gerald T.R. QSL, that's a great idea. Now, I have heard of some of those things going wrong in that they put out so much light that they overlit the place. Me, I got curtains on the bedroom, and Bernice put them up, and at least a little bit of light. It makes it hard for me to sleep. I got thin eyelids, and she's got thick eyelids, so nothing bothers her. But, those are really nice nowadays. They're going in with those all over the place. There's everything from mercury to metal halide to now it's the LEDs. And it saves a lot of money for them, especially. And we're lucky somebody else pays for the one near us. And I think it was $8 a month way back when. On that yard light out there in front.
Yeah, mine runs $7 and something a month, and mine actually sits down just inside my driveway, but it won't be too bad because between me and the light is several trees, and now we're starting to get into the leafy session, you know, it won't get into it. I've got these dark, real darkening shades on the bedroom window at night, so, and I turn them the right direction and no light comes in, so I don't have to worry about that until it gets to be, until the sun comes up the next day. Anyway, well, good to hear you two are doing. I guess y'all, everybody in your family is doing good health-wise, so sounding good. Just thought I'd say hello. I heard you in there this morning. And y'all take it easy. Have a good rest of the day. And I'm going to go find me some lunch here in a little bit. Either that or I'm going to order in from Chipotle again. I like that. It's free delivery. And, you know, if you order $10, you get free delivery. And right now, if you whatever you order, you're getting one of their sauces is a free add-on to your order, so I may do that today. And that makes two meals for me out of that, because I can eat that bowl and eat part of it for lunch and the rest of it for supper, and it makes two meals for that day for $10. Can't beat that. Anyway, Tom, you and Bernice have a good day. Take it easy out there, and we'll talk to you later. N0TRW2T.
Roger. Well, the starter board, I've changed out hundreds of those in those older lights. They put out a 4,000-volt pulse in order to make the gas ionize, and that's what usually went out on. If a ballast went out, they just die. But that starter board, it'll just cycle that light on and off and on and off. Well, be thankful you're down here and not up in Michigan. I talked to the daughter last night, Rusty, and they just surpassed California in the number of COVID-19 infections up there. So they're really, really concerned with it. They live just outside of Detroit, I don't know, 15 miles or something like that. And it's one of the most highly infected areas in the country up there now.
And it's not bad down to where my sister is. She's down in the St. Augustine, Jacksonville area down there, and it's not too bad down there yet. But they're putting stop on people. If you're going down to the Keys and you don't have property down there, you don't get on the road going down that way, the highway down there anymore. They've shut that down. And if you're coming into Florida, and they're checking people that enter the state, and if you get in, and they're testing everybody when they come in, they're stopping them at the state line. So I guess that's getting to be interesting down there. All right, well, you two take it easy and have a good afternoon. We'll catch you later. N0TRW2T73.
Okay, Rusty. Thanks for jumping in there. Enjoyed it. As always, 73s, and this is N0TR clear.
And this is KI4NYQ, Ed. I just wanted to do a quick radio check.
NYQ, my name is Tom. I'm Norway Zero Tango Radio. Make a little bit longer transmission. I think you had a little white noise in there, but you were doing fine, and that was my radar detector. Over.
That coffee. I'm on a school bus providing Wi-Fi to the children at a location in Greenville, and I just wanted to try out my radio.
Well, God bless you, sir. We appreciate you being out there. I heard they was doing that. We're located up here in the Greer area, and just coming up from 14 and Pelham. And your radio's doing all right. It's got some static in it, but nothing that won't keep you from communicating really well. I got too many things going on here. Dang radar detector. You have a good day, sir, and I think you'll do fine getting in the repeater. This is N0TR.
Thank you, sir. This is KI4NYQ out.
November 3, Zulu Mike X-Ray. You are just barely making the repeater. This is N0TR, Norway Zero Tango Radio. My name's Tom. Over. Repeater's located on Caesar's Head Mountain on the North Carolina-South Carolina border. Roger. No joy on your last transmission, but 73, sir. Send your OTR.
Tor, whiskey 4, Oscar, Oscar Charlie.
Might be the repeater today. I don't know, but you're a little scratchy there.
Roger, Mr. Tom. I'm on a handheld, so it don't surprise me at all. How you doing, sir?
Oh, we'd be doing fine. We just been down at the daughter's and dropped off a couple of dozen eggs that our chickens laid for them. And picked up some groceries that they picked up for us, Keith. Over.
Roger that. All right. Hadn't talked to you in a while. Thought I'd give you a holler while you was on the air. I'm in the middle of trying to put a small deck together, so I'll leave you along with it. Y'all have a good day.
Together there, but yeah, I'm glad you jumped in there, Keith. Everything's doing fine for us here. Just can't wait till this crud gets over with, Keith. You have a good day, too. W4OOC. Did I get that right, Keith? It's been a while. N0TR.
Right of that, Mr. Tom. Have a good day. Be safe.